Okay, Haley, I want you to take a nice long breath and hold it for a few seconds. And as you breathe out, I want you to allow your eyes to close and just relax all the muscles everywhere in your entire body. And I want you to do this a few more times, just breathing in, holding it for a few seconds, and then breathing out and really relaxing every single part of you. Keeping those eyes comfortably closed now, and you'll begin to notice that there'll be some parts of you that are easier to relax than other parts. And you might become aware of the parts of you right now that feel the most comfortable. And maybe you can allow all those sensations of comfort to begin to spread outwards from those parts of you that are really nicely relaxed. Allow that comfort to begin to spread outwards to all the rest of you. As you continue to breathe comfortably, calmly, and steadily right now. And as you have your eyes comfortably closed now, I want you to allow yourself to pretend that you can't open them. That's right. I want you to pretend that you cannot open those eyes. And keep on pretending. And while you're pretending, try to open those eyes, and you'll find that it's impossible, of course, if you're concentrating hard on pretending. Now, you know very well that you can open your eyes any time if you change your mind and stop pretending. But I don't want you to. I want you to place all of your focus and all of your attention right there on those little tiny muscles in your eyes. And I want you to relax all the muscles around your eyes to the point that they just won't work. Now you have to do this. I can't do this for you. That's it. Just relax the muscles around your eyes to the point that they just won't work. And when you're sure that those muscles are so relaxed, that as long as you hold on to this relaxation, they just won't work. Then hold on to that relaxation and give them a test to make sure that they will not work. And stop testing. Now this relaxation that you have right there in those eyes is the same level of relaxation that you want to allow yourself to have through your entire body. So I just want you to spread that level and quality of relaxation out throughout your entire body right now. I want you to let this calmness, this comfort, this relaxation flow through your entire self. Now, your mind is a very powerful thing. And you can tap straight into that inner potential. And you can do so many wonderful things. Things that perhaps many of your school friends, who know nothing at all about the mind, they'd never be able to do this. You've already learned how to relax. How to really deeply relax. And this relaxation is very important because when you're relaxed, you cannot be tense. It's impossible. And as you already know, tension and stress causes discomfort and bad feelings. So when you're relaxed, you can trust your mind to come up with new ideas, good ideas. You might see images or pictures, or learn how to imagine how different events can turn out in a good way. You can also tap right there into the information center in your brain. You can learn how to control any discomfort and any bad feelings. And you can use your imagination to help you. and this is going to be exceptionally helpful for you to cope with any challenges you're dealing with right now. Any worries, any fears, any sick feelings in your mind, in your throat, in your tummy, in fact, wherever they might be. So as we begin this process of overcoming the challenges, I wonder if you can allow yourself to go backwards in time. To go backwards in time to a time before that tummy upset and the tight throat feeling and the feeling sick began. I want you to let your mind travel back in time, a bit like you're in a time machine. But now you're just rewinding your body backwards through time. Maybe you were 8 years old, maybe you were 5, maybe you were 3 years old. But back then, whenever it was, you were younger and smaller and played happily with all of your friends, and you didn't worry about any upset in your tummy or any fear of being sick or fear of sleepovers or getting a tight feeling in your throat. You didn't worry about any of that. You were a happy, carefree child, and you enjoyed playing. You enjoyed your life. And so right now, as your mind begins to travel backwards and backwards and backwards, I wonder if you can remember a really, really happy time. Maybe you were on holiday with your family. Maybe it was any other special day, perhaps like a birthday. Maybe you got awarded something at school, or even something as simple as someone telling you that you'd done really well in some way. All I want you to do is remember a really happy time. This is a really great time, a really good experience, and I want you to remember it as clearly as you can. I want you to imagine that you're actually back there, that your mind has taken you right back there to that particular time, where you're experiencing all the great feelings again. Having a look around and noticing all the colours around you, listening to whatever's being said or any sounds around you, and holding on to these good feelings. And I mean really hold on to them. Make these good feelings as deep as they can get inside and make them as strong as you possibly can. And when these good feelings are as strong as they possibly can be, I want you to choose one of your hands, your left hand or your right hand. Choose it now, and I want you to squeeze that one hand down into a very, very tight fist. A tight fist that reminds you, yes, I can do whatever I want to do. I can and I will overcome any challenge. That's good. Because if you ever notice any signs of stress and anxiety, where you're uncertain about things, where you're worried about things, anything at all that bothers you, perhaps that you think might turn into an episode of worrying about your tummy, or not being able to go on sleepovers, or feeling sick, or your throat feeling a little tight. Anytime you notice any of these signs, you can use that tight fist as an anchor. An anchor, you know, like an anchor on a boat, that you drop it into the water and it stops the boat from drifting away. Well, in this case, that fist can be your anchor, and it stops your mind from drifting away onto bad thoughts. As soon as you squeeze that fist, you're reminded of this really, really good time with these really, really good feelings. And this is exactly what will happen. When you use your anchor, any problems in life will begin to shrink and shrink, leaving you filled with comfortable, happy thoughts, powerful thoughts. Okay, so right now, I want you to use your imagination to make this work even stronger. I want you to imagine that right now is the morning of your birthday. I want you to imagine it's the morning of your birthday, and your parents have bought you a surprise birthday gift, a present. So they take you out for a walk or a drive somewhere, perhaps a little further away from where you live. And they take you out, and you end up at a field. And you're in a field, and you notice there's a stable in this field. And right over there is the most beautiful foal, the most beautiful baby horse you've ever seen. And they tell you that this is your birthday present. They ask you what you'd like to call it. What would you call it? Its coat is so smooth and sleek. It's got big brown eyes with big eyelashes looking at you and blinking. And instantly, with a totally devoted look, you fall in love with this baby horse. You stroke its mane. You take a brush and you begin to groom this foal. Perhaps you even take it for rides. You look after all of its needs. And you also learn to communicate with it by breathing gently into its nose. And this somehow lets your foal know that you understand what it's feeling. Almost as though you can read each other's thoughts. And if you ever notice a sign of a problem with your new friend, then the vet is right there within a few moments to check it out, to reassure you. So imagine one day you go out to this stable again to look after your foal, and you notice that this baby horse doesn't look too well. So you breathe gently into its nose, you communicate in your own special way, and your baby horse seems to say to you that it has problems. It perhaps has problems with tummy cramps, or its throat feels a little bit tight. It's not feeling very good. You can remember how it used to feel for you. So you comfort and you stroke your foal. You tell it not to worry. Everything's going to be fine. Worrying just makes it worse. And your horse trusts you. Absolutely. And after just a short while, it starts to feel better. And this horse grows bigger and bigger and stronger and allows you to ride on its back, and it takes you for many wonderful country rides. From now on, if you think your tummy ache or indigestion is going to occur, or a sick feeling might start, or that tight feeling in your throat again, or you're worrying about a sleepover, if you think any of this is going to start, you simply pick that hand once again and squeeze it into that very tight fist. You use your anchor, squeezing that hand into a tight fist, a fist that says, yes, I can do whatever I want to do, because I'm confident and I'm strong, and I can and I will overcome my challenges. And you'll instinctively know that you, yes, you, are in control. You are using your powerful fist anchor to keep your mind on these good thoughts and feelings. And this happens to you immediately, and you feel free and happy and relaxed and comfortable once again. And you can also close those eyes down after you've done this fist and imagine your baby horse again. You can return to that baby horse, whatever you've called it, and you can stroke it and comfort it and tell it that everything's fine. All the checks have been done and there's nothing at all to worry about. Your horse is just as safe and comfortable as you are. And any unwanted feelings disappear immediately. And you're pleasantly surprised when you open your eyes to realize that you no longer experience any of those old tummy aches and worries and tight throats that you used to have. And every time you use this relaxation technique, every time you use your powerful fist anchor to make you feel good, you find it easier and easier to relax, to feel good, to have a good time, a special time. Feeling better, happier, and healthier every day. So I want you to continue to squeeze that fist right now. Squeeze your hand down into a tight fist and allow your mind to drift off and play with that baby horse for a few moments more. Before we awaken once again, I'll give you a minute to have a play with your horse, and then I'll speak again. Okay, in a moment, I'm going to count the numbers from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you'll return to being wide awake and ready to allow all these suggestions to work deep down inside your mind automatically for you. Always remembering to use that fist in any times where you feel bad, sad, afraid, or worried. Just simply using that fist, bringing back all of your confidence, and then going off to play with that baby horse again. Bringing back those good feelings too. So let's return, starting now with 1, 2, 3, coming slowly back, 4, your eyes beginning to flutter, and 5, eyes open, wide awake, take a nice deep breath, mind and body returning to normal again. Welcome back.